Unit 3. Health and Medicine. Reading 1. The Uncommon Cold. Catching colds is a common complaint for people all over the world. While a cold won't kill you, no one enjoys the accompanying symptoms: a sore, scratchy throat, runny nose, constant sneezing, and headaches. Colds are uncomfortable and often inconvenient, usually lasting about 7 days, but often lingering for up to 14 days. On average, human adults contract between 2 and 5 colds annually, while children often catch as many as 6 to 10. It's no surprise that developing and selling cold medication has become big business for pharmaceutical companies. Each year, people spend billions of dollars on medicines to alleviate this recurring problem. From over-the-counter remedies to expensive prescription products, consumers are more than happy to hand over money if they think something could help them get better faster. The irony is that most available medicines are only palliatives, meaning that they may help relieve cold symptoms, but cannot cure the illness itself. The fact is that currently there is no cure available for the common cold. Not even a suitable vaccine has been developed. In the case of influenza, commonly known as the flu, a vaccine does exist, and getting it is recommended. By contrast, the reason that a cold is so hard to vaccinate or cure is because it isn't caused by any one single disease. There are actually about 200 viruses responsible for our cold symptoms. In other words, a cold may not necessarily be as common as you might imagine. Each cold virus carries specific antigens, substances that trigger immune responses in our bodies. Immune responses cause our bodies to create protective proteins, called antibodies, to fight off harmful diseases. So far, it has proved impossible to create one vaccine that can produce the disparate antibodies required to fight so many different antigens. Another problem is that cold viruses have the ability to change their molecular structure and to adapt and change. That means that even if a suitable vaccine were developed, cold viruses could alter in a relatively short space of time, making the vaccine obsolete. In the last 2 decades, medical research has concentrated on developing medicines to fight a family of viruses called the rhinoviruses, which are responsible for causing about 35% of all colds. In the late 1990s, researchers seemed to have some initial success with an antiviral molecule called BIRR4. This substance appeared to prevent rhinoviruses from binding with cells in our noses, thus blocking infections if taken just before getting sick. Unfortunately, people don't know when they are about to catch a cold, so they wouldn't have known when to take BIRR4. As a result, research and commercialization of the product was dropped in 2000. Between 1997 and 2001, a company called ViroPharma tried to get approval to market an antiviral drug called Pleconaril, which worked in a similar way to BIRR4. Studies indicated that Pleconaril prevented rhinoviruses from attaching themselves to human cells by binding with the outer shell of the viral molecules. An application to commercialize an oral form of Pleconaril was turned down by the Federal Drug Administration in the USA in 2002. The reason given was that the safety and efficacy of the drug had not been proven in a convincing manner. ViroPharma decided to carry on with research and developed a Pleconaril nasal spray. They believed this to be an improved version which could be used to combat colds and asthma. In 2003, pharmaceutical giant Schering Plough entered into an agreement with ViroPharma, giving Schering Plough an option to license and market the spray. In August 2004, the company announced that it had decided to exercise this option. By 2007, Pleconaril spray had undergone its second phase of clinical trials. It is currently still in development, and only time will tell if it really is the miracle cure everyone has been waiting for. For now, perhaps the safest way to fight a cold is simply to follow conventional wisdom. Get plenty of bed rest, take over-the-counter remedies to combat symptoms, and drink plenty of fluids. If you do these things, your cold should be gone in 7 days. Or do absolutely nothing, and it will last about a week.